And also the Islamic, so we have increased the sensitivity of Islamic circles and international organizations in this regard. And hopefully, with further move by the international bodies, including the Organization for Islamic Cooperation, a measure would be taken for halting such a process. I have two questions. After the Iran IAEA talks, the committees that have been decided to be formed in Geneva, Mr. Araghchi said that Mr. Bahidinejad will lead the delegation. Mr. Araghchi said that four or five legal and nuclear experts will be members of the committee. Who does designate the members of the committee, and from which bodies do they come from? And also, speaking of the statements made by the socialists in the European Parliament saying that the EU wants to set up an office in Tehran, what would be the objective behind setting up this office, and what would be its role regarding Iran-EU relations? Regarding the experts meeting prior to the next Geneva meeting, Iran and the IAEA are going to have a meeting on 6th of Aban, Iranian calendar, and also the experts meeting must be held later on, and it has not been finalized yet. It must be finalized based following contacts with Ashton's office. And also, you mentioned that there is a nuclear scientific and sanctions experts that have to be present as part of that experts delegation, and the relevant bodies are involved, and also they have to just have their experts, for example, regarding sanctions. We are in need of experts from the insurance and banking systems. And by designating the time and venue, the members of the experts group will be announced. And your second question was about the European Union. The Islamic Republic of Iran is an important country in this region, and also it's important to have contacts with Iran in order to be informed about regional developments and also the Islamic Republic of Iran's views for resolving regional and international crises. This has been a point that the other party has always been aware of. So since some time ago, the issue of setting up an office in Tehran by the European Parliament and European Union, and some statements have been made by the head of the socialist group of the European Parliament in the course of his visit to Tehran. And as soon as the issue is officially reflected, we will look into the issue and we will just announce our decision in this regard. Regarding the Geneva nuclear talks, regardless of the speculations made about the confidential nature of the talks, I wish to know your assessment. After the Geneva talks, we realized that for the first time in recent years, the officials of both parties had closer stances and the voice readiness for having more talks on the contents of the issue. So, what is your assessment of the stances adopted by the West? So, in less than a month, the meetings will continue. So, do you think that the Western party will have a result-oriented approach? Speaking of the Geneva talks, as all the negotiating parties expressed their views, there was a common point indicating that a path is being formed for continuation of negotiations, and this path can be a common one, and negotiations about the disputes and finding a solution for the disputes and reducing the differences. It can be said that it probably is the first time that grounds have been paved for such negotiations and talks. So we try to have a realistic approach, and from this perspective, the Geneva talks was described as useful and constructive. We did realize such an optimism by the other parties, and hopefully the talks would seriously continue based on a political resolve, and the concerns of all the both parties be eliminated, and also the inalienable rights of the Islamic Republic of Iran for having peaceful nuclear technology be protected, and steps will be taken for the lifting of the sanctions. This is the current approach of the negotiations, and there is a difference from the perspective of the contents, and that is the roadmap has to be precisely defined for continued activities. The objective has to be clearly specified, and both parties must comply with that objective. And in this way, the first and last steps have to be defined, and in this way, the both parties will take steps based on an adjusted plan. So we hope that this path would be treaded without negative propaganda and without considering the marginal issues. And there are some ill-wishers who do not want any agreement to be reached, and as you have realized that after the negotiations, there was a propaganda ballyhoo by the Zionist regime, and also some political moves were taken by them. We hope some political moves were taken by the Zionist regime, so hopefully the negotiations would continue away from political pressures and without the negative propaganda. And we hope the negotiations will continue in a sound atmosphere, and this requires the serious will of the other party, and at the same time protecting the path of the negotiations in the face of any action aimed at tarnishing this path. Some time ago you announced that Iran and Britain, following talks between the Iranian foreign minister and the British foreign secretary, it was decided to have a non-resident chargé d'affaires. I wish to have your comments. What do you mean by a non-resident chargé d'affaires? Does it mean that a British chargé d'affaires will come to Tehran and stay at another embassy, or our chargé d'affaires would go to London and stay at another embassy? How will this process continue? And in case a third country has been chosen, right now Sweden is the intersection of Britain in Tehran. And when will this be put into practice? Following the discussions by the foreign ministers in New York and also the subsequent contacts between the two states and other negotiations, it was agreed to have non-resident chargé d'affaires for resumption of ties. The non-resident chargé d'affaires have to be introduced within the next 8 days, and it's an immediate process because they have to. They do not need the formalities related to the appointment of an ambassador. They will not be in the capital cities, and they will be traveling, and in this way the embassies of both countries will be reopened, so it's not in the form of an intersection anymore, and Tehran and London will have their political interactions resumed. So it was 10 days, but 2 days have passed, and till the next 8 days, both countries have to introduce their chargé d'affaires. and later they will come to the capitals, and this does not mean to have permanent stay in the capitals. The charge d'affaires will travel. But what is clear is that by this designating the non-resident charge d'affaires, we will have the reopening of the embassies. Bashirin Nassim News Agency. The U.S. State Secretary yesterday announced that Iran cannot attend the Geneva II conference without accepting the U.S. plan. And also, he said that the re-election of Bashar al-Assad will prolong the war. What is Iran's reaction? And the second question is that that there is deception in the Iranian DNA, as it was announced in the Congress. What would be your reaction?